In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 104.7 WHUD, it's Floor Bromley. Hello, Floor.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Bienvenida. You're native of which South American country?
I am originally from Peru.
Peru. How did you get to where you are now, which is where?
I finished my acting studies in Peru, and I always wanted to do musical theater. So I came here to study with the scholarship of AMDA, the American Musical and Dramatic Academy. And while I was here, I have a bachelor's in education, so I started doing music and for kids with education for them. And doing that, I realized that I had such a big potential, you know, writing songs for kids and all of that. So I switched into music for kids, and that's what I am right now.
Well, that's wonderful, and we're glad to have you here. What town are you in?
I live in Clatown, Hudson.
What made you think you had an ability, which you apparently do very well, for writing children's songs and entertaining children?
I'm young at heart.
Okay, good.
I have a good energy, and I don't drink coffee, which is pretty amazing sometimes.
Wow.
And I've always been around kids, teaching kids since I was 17, you know, at camps. And I've always been had this great connection with them. I did some storytelling through the Ministry of Education in Peru. And I've always wanted to be on the stage. Ever since I was a kid myself, I was 4 years old, I was singing in front of the mirror. I just didn't know which area to tackle first. I went in with acting because in Peru, coming with parents that have nothing to do with the business, the media business, I didn't know where to start. So I did acting, and that's how I eventually moved into music. Because I never really wanted to do music for grown-ups, but I do want to sing. And children's music in Peru is not an area that you would see a lot of people doing. So it wasn't an option for me there. But here, it's fantastic, you know. It's a small community. We call it Kindy, independent music for kids. Kindy community is pretty awesome, and I've made such big friends, and we're reaching all of these youth, and we're trying to inspire them through our music.
And the parents must love that, you know, you help the children, keep them entertained, educated, really, during this whole pandemic. How has the response been?
Well, I mean, as a parent myself, I have two children. I have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. And at the beginning of the pandemic, he wasn't even one. You know, he was a baby. And I realized that, I mean, I need to keep these kids entertained. And a friend of mine, who is a Grammy-nominated artist this year, her name is Joni Leeds, she started doing some Facebook concerts. And I was like, I need to follow her footsteps. So I started doing my Facebook concerts, Facebook Live, you know, teaching Spanish through music. And a lot of people started watching. And then all these other places started requesting to do through their system. So a bunch of libraries that I've already worked with in Westchester had started doing it. Then I got requests to do it from venues in New York City. So I equipped myself with all the technology available, and I was able to provide entertainment for them free.
We love our libraries in the Hudson Valley right here. She is Floor Bromley, and Floor is in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Do you have a lot of library gigs coming up? I guess they're not live. They would be kind of a Zoom show, right?
Yes, I do. Right now I have, on a weekly basis, I do Irvington Library, Croton Free Library. I do Henrik Hudson, you know, in Montrose.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I do, on the weekends, once a month, I do Bedford Hills Free Library and the Field Library in Peekskill.
And they can find out where these shows are on your website, right?
They can find them on my website, yes. FloorBromleyMusic.com.
Floor, F-L-O-R, Bromley, B-R-O-M-L-E-Y, music.com. It's been entertaining for about how many years you've been doing this in New York?
Ever since I moved here, I'm going to say 10. I officially released my first album in 2015. So that's doing children's music specifically has been 6 years. But teaching artistry for kids and all of that has been 10 years, yes.
And you are a very happy person. No coffee. What is up with that?
No,
how is that possible?
No, I don't know. My mom always told me that I grew and I was born with a bunch of energy.
Tell me about the song we're going to play called We Came to America.
It's from Fiesta Global that I released within the pandemic in April 2020. This song came as an inspiration from Faith Ringgold's album titled also We Came to America. It's a beautiful book for children, and her lyrics flow so nicely. I was doing an event at the Sugar Hill Children's Museum of Art and Storytelling for Kids in the city, in Harlem, and they told me to do a show that involves Faith's book. So I I was going to do a storytelling out of the book. But I sat down with my guitar and I started writing a song. Within 10 minutes, I had this song that you're going to play right now. I'm happy that she allowed me to use it in the album so I can inspire the kids.
Flora Bromley in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here is the song called We Came to America. Go to FlorBromleyMusic.com for more information. Flora, buena suerte. Gracias por todos y sus alegría. Y cuídate. Did I leave anything out?
That's great Spanish. Muy bien, Andy. Muy bien. Thank you.